Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is Donna, and we are happy here. We have a wonderful conversation coming up, and you're going to get to see and hear why we are so happy. But anyway, again, welcome. This is Donna. Today is Sunday, October 1st. Unbelievable. Wow, we're already in October. But it's October 1st, 2023. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. And this evening, we are going to discuss finishing strong. Now, who does not want to finish strong? We're going to find out how to do that. So stay tuned. I am going to, though, go ahead and give our number out. Sometimes you guys know when I get excited, I just kind of jump right in and forget to give the number out. So I'm going to do that right now. It's 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. Share that with all of your friends. Have them join in as well and let them know that we're on, okay? For the new listeners especially, Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always want to start by just simply answering that question. Of course, since it's an etiquette show, that would be proper etiquette, right? So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Yay, yay, kudos to Charles I and II. Well, I hope everyone is doing well. We are in the last quarter of 2023. Wow, it seems like this year has really, really gone by, right? And so what we're going to talk about today, I'm so excited about the guests that I have. They are no stranger to this show. They haven't been on in a while, but they are certainly no stranger. They've been on several times since we've been broadcasting. But let me tell you just a little bit about them before I bring them on, okay? And you might want to get something to write with. You might want to take a few notes because this is going to be very informative. It's going to be encouraging. It's going to be inspiring. And so just want you to be prepared, okay? So they are the founders and directors of Wells of Hope International, Inc., and it's in its 16th year. And what it does is it brings sustainable water solutions to the most needful people on earth. They're an ordained minister with the Assemblies of God for 50 years. Married 54 years. They have two children and five grandchildren. And they live in Conyers, Georgia. So I want to bring them on. Hello, hello.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Amanda, are you there? How are you?
We're doing fine. I enjoyed your music.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
That happy music, yeah.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Amanda, how are you?
We are happy to be here, doing good, thank you.
Wonderful.
But after you read that bio, it made me feel old. Oh, me.
No, you could just say you guys started, but when you were maybe, 10? How about that?
Yeah.
And you got married when you were 12. How about absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. This visit or return back is it's certainly overdue. But of course, you know, be that as it may, it's going to be timely, though, however. And just so excited to hear what you all are going to have to share. And for those of you who, you know, have seen the post, and I see that you're starting to get on the switchboard as well, which is great. We're going to be talking about seniors, but this won't be, you know, just applicable only to seniors. So who doesn't want to finish strong? I can't think of anyone who doesn't want to finish strong. So I'm just going to ask you, Reverend Ken, to just start wherever you would like. And, of course, Amanda, you know, you guys just join in and just really excited. And
yeah.
Oftentimes, you know, we know with seniors, you know, we want to make sure seniors are continue to be encouraged, right?
Yeah.
And I'm hearing feedback I think I'm hearing. I want to make sure we have the clearest connection possible, but some kind of, I'm not sure what the feed.
Anyway, I'm not sure when you turn into a senior. I know some folks think it's 50 years old. Some say it's 60. Others say it's 62 when you're eligible for Social Security, or I think people are living longer, and which that's good. We have, you know, great health care here. But I just have a, you know, a passion in my heart to get a message out to those who are seniors, or people who are continuing to age. They have children and grandchildren, and perhaps they are retired or they're getting ready to retire, but how they view themselves. And I think the point that we made, that sometimes people they feel set aside or ignored or over the hill. I just want to say that some of the best years can be ahead for seniors who want to finish strong in the kingdom of God. I think that we see that in Scripture. I think we see that in the lives of many people that we that are around us within our family. I know that in the last 48 hours that we've attended two different memorial services. One was for a dear sister at our church, Sister Irene Lamar, and also for a man and his wife that are in their 90s that were our youth leaders. When I was a child growing up, I went to his wife's memorial service today. But both of those women finished strong, because the eulogies and the comments that were made was that these women were active and just speaking into the lives of this generation in such a way that they were just lifted up and acknowledged as being strong and powerful people right up until the end. And I believe that's the way God wants us to live, Donna.
Absolutely.
And I think in the Scripture, you know, I think that you see people like Moses and Caleb and Deborah who found purpose and meaning in their life as they age. So one of the thoughts that I have is that don't take your dreams, your ideas, and your plans to the grave. God wants us to move forward. And if you fail forward to advance the kingdom. You know, it's one thing to talk about working for God in our senior years and thinking about our dreams, but it's another thing to go out and make an attempt at what you feel like God wants you to do. And I think God is okay with people struggling and maybe even falling short in trying to accomplish their purpose, but I just see that imagery of failing forward. We just keep moving forward to do what we feel like God has called us to do. And in the Psalms, there's a scripture that has been on my heart for a number of years, and I think kind of undergirds the passion that I have for bearing fruit in our lives in our old age. And it says in Psalms 92 in the 12th verse, for those that may take this as a note, Psalms 92, verses 12 through 14, it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing." And I like that image, that there's a healthy, fruitful life that we can be living into our 60s, our 70s, our 80s, and our 90s. We have just a delightful gentleman at the Tabernacle, Lieutenant Colonel Emmanuel Williams, who served in Vietnam. And I was in his class this morning, and he has such a strong character about him that he influences so many people in his senior years. He is a widower, but yet the man is leaving to go to Vietnam to minister and to reach out to the people of Vietnam, the very ones that we were in conflict with. He's going over there to help start schools and to teach English and to minister to the Vietnamese people that at one time was the enemies of this country. And he was a lieutenant colonel and served over there in the midst of that combat. But he's serving God. He's moving ahead. And so for those of you that can remember his name, and that's Brother Emmanuel Williams, please lift him up in prayer. He'll be there for 10 days and endeavoring to minister to the wonderful people of Vietnam that have opened up their villages and their cities, you know, to this ministry. But he's serving God, and giving his best. I mean, he could be doing something in Florida in the ocean or off somewhere enjoying himself, but he's chosen to go back to the people of Vietnam and to share with them the love of God. So, you know, I just see that there's some folks that they get ready to die and then they realize that they've never lived. They've counted the years behind themselves and they just are not able to look back and see that they have been productive. Well, I believe that whatever time that we have left, and the Bible says, so let a man number his days that he might apply his heart unto wisdom. If you've got a week, if you've got 6 months, if you've got a year, or if you see yourself having more time than that, how can we invest that into the kingdom of God as seniors? I think God's calling this group of people to step forward and to see themselves as a valuable asset to the work and the kingdom of God. So that's part of my thoughts, Donna.
Absolutely, and I'm sure people are wanting to, and probably are, taking notes. And guys, you can join the conversation if you'd like, very impactful conversation. What would you say, Reverend Ken, to those who may think, you know, well, you know, I'm retired and, you know, when I was working and more active, it seemed as though I was needed a little more, you know, than being retired and not quite sure, you know, what I should be doing or not being able to do all that I would like to do. What would you say to those seniors that may be listening?
Well, I believe that we can overthink some of these situations, and sometimes the problem, I think, is that we compare ourselves with other people, or we compare ourselves with those who appear to be leaders in the church or leaders out in the community, and we think that we have so little to contribute. But, you know, there's an old song that we used to sing. It said, little things mean a lot. Much is in it when it's in God's hands. And we see that illustration in the little boy that brought his loaves and his fish. There was five loaves and two or three fish, but in the hands of the Lord, it was multiplied. So I don't think that we have an excuse. I'm just going to be blunt about it. I don't think we have an excuse for what we have in our hands. I don't believe that God's going to judge us when we get to heaven about how we compare to someone else. I think he's going to ask us, what did you do with what I gave you? What's in your hand? What were you willing to put back into my hands and allow me to use to reach the world? It goes against the logic of this world that you've got to have a lot of money. Sometimes I'm driving down the expressway and I see that the lottery is at $300 million. And one of the first thoughts that come to my mind, what would I do with $300 million? Well, it looks to me like from the stories I've seen that folks that win that lottery get into a lot of trouble. First thing, they usually get a divorce and divide the money up, and then you find that you got a line of folks at their front door waiting to get a little piece of it. And it's not the sort of happiness I think that they were expecting. And then I kind of feel a little rebuked by God about that when he says, don't you think I got $1 million in heaven? Don't you think I've got $2 million, $3 million? And if you step out and trust me with this project you've got or what you're trying to accomplish, that I can supply that. The Bible says he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So for me to say, you know, I'm not going to step out because I only have this little bit, or we say that I've got to have money to do this. I went to a nonprofit meeting a few years ago, and in that meeting, there was about 30 or 40 nonprofit groups there, from everything feeding the hungry to clothes to battered children and women. I mean, this went on and on and on. And as I listened to them present, I thought to myself, how many of these folks would be engaged in what I call the battle, or would go ahead and move ahead if there was no money there? We always put it in terms of money. If I had the money, I'd do this, I'd do that. God's not looking to see how much money you've got as much as he's looking at your willingness to just start, begin to reach out, use what's in your hands. So that's a little of how, I know I'm not giving you a complete answer for it, Miss Donna, but I believe for those that question their resources, they compare themselves with other people, I don't think that's where it's at. I just think that God says, what will you do with what I have given you? Are you willing to step out in faith and begin to use what I've put into your hands? Amanda, do you have any thoughts about that?
I'm thinking about the whatever. That's what the Lord says. Whatever you do, whatever is in your hands, the whatever can be significant to the Lord. So whatever we're choosing to do for the Lord, to do it well, and to not question, what can I do? The whatever is significant, as Ken was saying. And bless, Lord, bless the work of my hands, that I will do the work of my hands as unto the Lord. So it's not what we're doing, but who we're doing it for that gives it significance, and what God can do with whatever we can do. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, whatever you do, do well, for when you go to the grave, it's not going to be any work there, no planning, no knowledge, no wisdom for where where we're going. And as Ken has already said, don't take that gift or that activity to the grave with you. Lord, what can I do for you today? And to value that whatever we do as unto the Lord, he can bless it, he will bless it, and it'll be significant. The work that I do, Donna, with Wells of Hope, it is a lot on the computer, so it is with my hands. And sometimes I just say, Lord, is this pleasing to you? Is what I'm doing, is it making a difference? Is this something that you will accept that I am doing for the kingdom of God? And my verse that gives me encouragement for what I do is Romans 11:36, that what I'm doing, it is from him. Because sometimes we look at each other and we think, how in the world did we get into digging wells, not only in Africa, but 19 countries of the world now after 15 years? And how did this happen? The only explanation is it was from him. And then how do we maintain this? How do we keep this work up? How do we do this? It's through him. It's his strength. Finishing strong can happen because it's through the grace of God and through Jesus, the grace that he can give us to finish our race, to do the work of the Lord, or for the Lord. So it's through him. It's the only explanation, because sometimes the work can be repetitive. It can be, doesn't feel significant, doesn't feel like what is it going to matter if I do this or not. So through him, he gives us the strength to be faithful to it and to be strong in what we're doing, to not give up. Don't quit. Don't give up when it gets hard. Don't give up on feeling meaningless, because it is unto the Lord. So from him, through him, and then back to him. Because when we are successful and things are going well, we give him all the glory. The glory is back to him are all things. So from him are all things, through him are all things, and to him are all things, and to him be glory forever. Amen. And I have this scripture enlarged, and it is on my window right in front of my computer. When I look up, I can see this and be reminded, Lord, this work is from you. It is for you. And you get the glory. You are being faithful to us, giving us the strength to do whatever we do, and thanking the Lord for blessing the work of our hands.
And Amanda, for those who may be joining us or may have joined a little later, can you repeat the scripture?
Yes, it's Romans 11:36, and it is my scripture for what I'm doing for the Lord. It is from him, it is through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Amen. That's good. Yeah, I just want to make sure when those that tune in a little bit later, and if you did just join us, thank you so much for joining in. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. We're talking about finishing strong, and you are hearing ministers Ken and Amanda Corley, and they're, you know, kind of giving us some ways that we can indeed finish strong, and as we run our own race. And I know, Reverend Ken, you mentioned about comparison, and, you know, and I think we do that at pretty much every age, you know. And I remember hearing, I believe it was it Roosevelt, I think, maybe, that said comparison is the thief of joy. I don't know if you guys ever heard that quote, but I remember when I heard that, I thought to myself, that is really interesting, because I believe oftentimes when we do compare ourselves, we compare ourselves with someone else. We're not really comparing looking, I guess, at the positive situation. We're looking at, oh, well, I wish I had that, or I wish I could do that, or I had that gift or that talent. I kind of believe that that's how that will absolutely steal your joy, when you start comparing in that way. And we're not supposed to do that, because we are, you know, we're all individual. You know, we have our own identity. You know, God created us, you know, individually. So, you know, we should never compare ourselves with someone else. And I know I usually share that with us when I'm working with little kids. You know, I tell them, you know, you are special, you are unique, you have your own special gifts and talent. There's no one else in the world like you. God created you just to be you. And even
right.
If you have a twin, you know, you could have an exact identical twin, but you're still different and unique in your own way. So that's what we want people to really get out of this talk. And I see I'm going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back, and I'm going to go to the phones. I see you all on the phones. Thank you so much. And I'm going to I'm looking at some messages as well. But if you guys will stay tuned, do not go away. We will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a kind person? When was the last time you initiated an act of kindness? Did you know that genuine kindness is being nice to someone without expecting anything in return? When you are kind to others, it helps to make someone's day, and you will feel good about it also. Use the Kindness is Contagious Journal by Donna Paige Riley to track kind deeds. Or you can use the 120-page blank line journal for whatever you'd like. Go to Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley to secure your copy today. That's Amazon.com, type in Kindness is Contagious by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copy today. You will see that kindness is contagious.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-age children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com. CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to CourteousPublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are having a wonderful conversation with Ministers Ken and Amanda Corley. We're talking about seniors, but actually the information that they're sharing about finishing strong is good for everyone. I'm going to go ahead and start picking up phone calls. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. That way you will know that I'm referring to you. Okay, so if you would be ready, that would be great. The first one is 8632. The last four digits in this phone number is 8632. Hello. 8632. Okay, they may be listening. Okay, and we'll circle back if we have time. The next one, the last four digits in this phone number is 2131. 2131. 2131. Hello? Okay, we're going to keep moving. And I do understand that sometimes if people cannot stream live, that they call to listen, which is perfectly fine. We're going to go to the next 7903, the last four digits of this phone number, 7903. Hello.
Hello. Good night, everybody. How
Hello.
Are you?
Oh, I'm great. How
are
How you?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Happy, yes, happy Sunday to you.
And the same
we have
to
ministers.
You all.
Yeah, Ministers Ken and Amanda Corley are with us. Are you guys still
yes.
there?
Hello.
Sure I didn't lose them.
We're still here.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wonderful.
Hey, well, I want to say, you know, I know with my calling, I said, I wanna finish very well with the things that I'm doing and trying to do. And by the grace of God, I'm getting them done. But I know I come across a lot of people, you know, I'm, you know, doing what I know God has called me to do for years, serving in the ministry and in real estate. And, you know, being able to do what you love doing. And when you know you're doing it and doing it for the Lord, it makes it that much better. But like I said, this was my calling. And a lot of people I've come across, and, you know, I would like to ask you guys, you know, what would you tell them when they don't know what their calling is they want to do and, you know, to be able to finish well, what would you guys suggest?
Can I now speak, Donna?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that one of the tests for what it is that helps us to be successful and to identify our gifts, what do we have a passion for? Sometimes we think about ministry being that of a deacon or an elder or a pastor or a missionary, but I really believe that there are artists out there. I believe that there are caregivers. I believe that there are people who are chefs. I believe that there are people who are nurses. I believe there's people who may be landscapers, but they have a passion for that. And it wakes them up in the morning. It gets their day started. And the Bible says whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, now he puts it on the most basic level of something every one of us do every day, and that's eat and we drink water or whatever. Do it unto the glory of God. And because I believe that all work is sacred. Whatever you're, whether you're a cab driver delivering pizzas or whether it's missions work overseas, you know, when the Lord showed us the value of giving a cup of cold water in our name, in his name, that just seemed to be such a simple thing, but people can't do without water. And what a blessing it is when they get a well in one of these African or Indian or villages in India, just simply water. And it's made us passionate to be used by the Lord in this capacity. And we didn't have the money to start it. We just started. And so whatever you have a passion for, it's sacred and can be given as a gift back to God. Real estate work, what a great thing to help people find a safe, warm environment, something that they feel comfortable with, or, you know, you're addressing a need in their life. And so it's not so much about the needs in our life, but it's as we look at the world and say, well, what needs are out there that I can satisfy with what I do? And can I do it with excellence? And when you can identify the thing, the gift that you've got there, and you do it with excellence, it glorifies God. You look at the cathedrals in Europe and other places, some of those cathedrals have taken 100 years to build, 20, 30 years. But some of those people, to them, their ability to work with concrete, stained glass, marble, it was to the glory of God. So whatever we do, do it to the glory of God. Your gift can be one of the ways you can identify is, what do I have a passion for in my life? I don't know. Does that help at all?
Oh, I know what it is. Yes, it does, because I told some of them the same thing, because I took what the knowledge that God has really blessed me with, the sound mind and understanding, over 30-something years ago when I decided to do this ministry. And, you know, even sharing with them what I do, you know, the pleasure that I get from it. And it's not about the money, you know, like I told them, you know, it's not about the money. It's about doing something that you can do to actually help somebody else.
Right.
You know, God has given us all gifts. You know, we just have to tap into what he's given us and use it for his glory. And being able to have that testimonial, because what is a testimonial without a test? You have to be tested to do something, you know, and do it with him in mind.
Well, one of the things that's one of our points, I don't know if we'll get a chance to hit all four of them, but one of them is is proving your gifts. Ephesians, the second chapter, the 10th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians, the second chapter and the 10th verse says, "For we are his workmanship, created
mm-hmm.
in Christ Jesus for good works," our gifts, "which
right.
God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So there are ordained gifts that we have that was ordained before the foundation
mm-hmm.
of the earth, that's in our life, that God wants to use. He's foreordained
right.
that. So I think your question
mm-hmm.
is good. How do we find those things? I think it's by trial and error. I believe it's by reaching out. Because if we're only hearers of the word and we're not doers, then
right.
we're not gonna see these outworkings of God identifying those gifts.
Exactly. Because I know a lot of people don't understand what you're talking about with finishing well, in how, what position, you know, that they should be in to do that.
Well, I believe part of it is that we need to plant encouraging seeds every day in this younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a generation of young people coming up and others. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot
right.
of deception. There's a lot of things out there that these young people are trying to find themselves in this world. But we as seniors, we can plant into their lives. Now, I like whenever I go out to eat, and I have a waiter or a waitress come by, before we say our blessing over our food, I will stop that particular waiter or waitress and say, "Is there anything that we can pray with you about?"
Mm-hmm.
And it never fails. They have a child, or they have a marriage, or they have other situations that they will allow us to pray for them. Well, we're planting a seed there that we care and that God has some answers. And
right.
another thing that I do, this may seem strange to some of you, but I will often ask a person that I see in the public arena, "What do your tattoos mean?" And it's
mm-hmm.
amazing how excited people get when they talk about their tattoos. And sometimes they have
right.
stories on their arm. They have a date on there. A person passed away, and they tell me about their tattoos. Well, when they tell me about their tattoos, I said, "Did you know Jesus had tattoos?" And they say, "What? Jesus had tattoos?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "He had one in each wrist. He had a tattoo in his feet. He had tattoos on his back, on his head." I said, "He was tattooed all over his body, and we're going to see that body that he gave for us in heaven." with his tattoos. Mm-hmm. Those scars will be there. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you say, well, what are you talking about, Brother Ken? I'm saying as seniors, we can speak into the life of people that we meet every day. Whenever I meet someone at the counter and I get ready to leave, I will say a blessing over them before I walk away. I'll tell them that I pray that the Lord will bless you. He'll keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. Well, what are you doing? It's seeds. I'm planting seeds of that I believe that in time there'll be a harvest there. So letting people know that they are valuable, just like these seniors we're talking to tonight. You are valuable. You're one of the most valuable parts of the body of Christ because of the experience that you've got, the life that you've lived, the things that God has shown you, what you've gone through. And it may be your sufferings. It may be your hard times that you've gone through. And that can be an encouragement to people. And my question is, are we willing to plant a seed or plant a tree that we won't eat the fruit of it? We only meet that person for 3 minutes. But yet we've planted seeds. And as seniors, we're out in the public arena every day. And there's ways in which I believe your gifts will begin to be seen. And it can be words you speak. It can be a very nice tip that you give the waiter or waitress, other things. I know I'm kind of rambling, but I'm just trying to hit on a number of areas there that lets you know and the audience know that you're a valuable asset as a senior.
Right.
Those are some really, really good examples of, and I think sometimes people may be a little reserved. I like how you said before you say your blessing and bless the food that you invite the waiter or waitress to ask if there's anything that you can pray for them. I think that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These are some great ideas. And guys, and just in case you're just joining us, we are speaking with ministers Ken and Amanda Corley, and we're talking about seniors. We're talking about finishing strong, but we're also talking about just really practical but impactful information and tips that you can do. And this is all just serving. I look at it as serving. You know, I think God wants to know who can we serve. You know, and that's part of our purpose too, is we're serving others, and in that serving others is we're ministering to others. And I just think that's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And and with the tattoos, that is really good too, because, you know, I hadn't thought about that, and probably many people listening are like, oh, he's asking them about their tattoos, probably thinking that they were going to be defensive, you know, because oftentimes, you know, when the tattoos are mentioned, it's usually from a negative, you know, connotation. You know, these kids have all these tattoos and blah, blah, blah. And so, oh, wow, good. This is good information. Guys, I told you you might want to be taking a few notes, jotting down a few notes, because these are some wonderful gems that are being shared here this evening. It's just really, really good. I wanted to see also if I can get in just a couple messages that I see. One here says, Donna, thank you for the needed topic. I am a senior and I have been retired for 6 years and I feel depressed a lot. Any suggestions for me? This is Klanda. I hope I said that right, Klanda, K-L-A-N-D-A, Klanda in Mississippi. Okay, so she has been, six years, and she's feeling depressed a lot.
Donna, I have a response.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Inside the word depression is the words press on. Pressing on is a response to depression. It's inside the very word of depression, but press on. We press on for the high calling. We press on. It's a lot of verses that have press on in them. But when we get weary in doing good, or we, you know, there's a pressing in and a pressing on to the Lord to finish, to continue and to finish. So looking ahead in faith, not looking back, but looking ahead, and it is faith in Jesus, not what I've done, but what he has done. And I just give that word to press on.
That is really good, because that is a very common word, you know, that you hear a lot, especially nowadays, you know, when people, I think, are more freely using it since, you know, we're in this big mental health awareness now that it's okay to, you know, let people know that you're depressed. But I love that. So you just write that word out, and then almost like, what is it? What puzzle is that? Is that the jumbo puzzle or something that you have your word in front of you, and then you circle, or you look inside of that word to see how many words you can find? I can't remember if that's jumbo or whatever in those puzzle books. You guys know what I'm talking about, those puzzle books they have in a row. But I like that. So take that word, depression, and write that out, and then highlight, press, and then on. Oh, that's great. That's really good. That's
something else, Donna, that I would share with a person who is depressed. And the point as seniors that we need to pray by all means, but by all means listen. We spend a lot of time telling the Lord about our problems as if he doesn't know it. You know, he's aware of everything going on with us, but he wants to get us to that place where we are listening. A lot of people are hearing voices. And listen, it's okay to hear voices. You just want to hear the right voice. And the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. Well, we have to spend time with God to hear his voice. So, yes, pray about your issues. Pray about your depression. Pray about your circumstances. But then spend that time of getting, it says, be still and know that I am God. Sit before the Lord. It says that David went and he sat before the Lord. Didn't say he prayed. It didn't say he was interceding. And he listened to hear the voice of God. I believe that God wants to communicate to those needs.
Donna, I have another comment. And this is out of my own personal experience. When I'm focused on myself, you can go down. That will take you down. And there was a time in my life where I just felt very needy. It was a lot of things going on, a lot of, anyway, in dealing with that, the Holy Spirit challenged me. Whatever I was feeling like I needed, the challenge was, can you give that to someone else? Can you do that for someone else? And when you reach out to help someone else out of the very need, the thing that you feel like you're needing, but you give that to someone else, it is amazing how you will come out of depression. You will come out of, I guess for me, it was pity party. But I needed to have a party with somebody else, give somebody else a party and not pity, because it will get you out of that focusing on ourselves. That's why Paul says to finish the race. To finish this race, he said, fix your eyes on Jesus. That's how we finish strong. That's how we finish well. We've got a race, and we can give up and quit when we get weary or whatever brings us down, but we got to look up. And he says, if we're looking around, especially what's going on in the world, that's not, he says, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. He is coming again. Our days are numbered. Our days on this earth are numbered. We feel like even more every day as we hear the news. Jesus is coming soon. So our days are numbered, and the wisdom says to number your days. And my mother just passed away in April, 101. And 101 years old, and for years I had been praying, God, you know the number of her days. Her life is in your hands. Donna, my life is in God's hands. As we start having health issues and we question, okay, is I got a number of my days? I have a number of days to live out. But God knew the number of my mama's days. And one of the things that mother did for years, she said, I learned that happiness and joy was a choice. And every day I choose to be happy. She chose to be happy. And when mother passed away, she had a T-shirt made for the caregivers at Magnolia's Assisted Living that had cared for her for 5 years. She lived there. We made a shirt, and we put that saying on it, every day I choose to be happy, signed Dorothy. And Donna, every Thursday is Dorothy Day at Magnolia House. They all wear their purple shirts, and on the front of them it says, every day I choose to be happy.
That's beautiful. And guys, I in case you are listening live streaming, you're going to lose us in about 3 minutes. We're actually going to bring this to a close. I believe we need to continue this conversation if you all are available next week. I still have some messages that I did not get to, guys, and some phone calls, but I do want to continue this conversation because I know you all had some additional points as well to cover. So I certainly we need to continue this. I do want to read this one. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you to the ministers and to you for discussing us seniors. We are normally ignored, it seems. This comes from Sarah in Alpharetta, Georgia. Thank you for sending that, Sarah. But we're going to continue this conversation. Are you guys available next week? Do you know?
We will not be available because of the internet situation, but we will be available as you can work it into our schedule.
Oh,
okay.
You know, I'm
we'll do
the
that.
Internet, but we're actually only using the telephone. But we going to be out of town. But we agree. We are available and willing. I mean, we are willing to be available for another time.
Yeah. And guys, we will keep you posted on when we bring them back because, this is a topic definitely worthy of discussing and, you know, wanting the seniors to know, you matter. You absolutely do matter. And to your point, Amanda, about, you know, when you're kind of thinking about yourself and you're having your own pity party, just to start reaching out and doing something for someone else, because God says that what, you know, we do for others, and he will do for us, you know. And so as we are, you know, ministering and helping others to be healed, we also are healed because he heals us as well. Thank you both so much. Certainly do appreciate you for being on. And, guys, we'll let you know when we do a reschedule to continue this conversation. And I certainly do appreciate you all. And, guys, thank you so much for joining us this evening. In case you did join us a little late, do know that you will be able to go back and to listen to the conversation in its entirety. You'll certainly want to do that. It has definitely been inspiring and encouraging. I want to thank you all, you know, for taking the time to spend with us and to, you know, to encourage especially our seniors. And, of course, we said we know that this, you know, can be good practical information for others. And it was great you shared how we could also minister, you know, to others as well. So, again, I certainly do appreciate it. Always appreciate you guys when you call as well as when you, you know, send the messages to us. We certainly do appreciate that as well. If you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, the goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We know we can only do that. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. This comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as I remind you each and every week to please make sure that you initiate an act of kindness, okay, this week. And, you know, you can be intentional and you can initiate an act of kindness daily. Of course, Reverend Ken talked about a few ways to be able to do that. Actually, when you're out, you know, in a restaurant, when you're out in public, you may be, you know, purchasing something, you're interacting with the public, and just speaking a word of kindness to them is certainly our acts of kindness, okay? Again, thank you all for tuning in. Certainly do appreciate it. Good night. Take care, and God bless, and we will we'll talk again next week, okay? Take care, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.